Brought to you by Wisconsin Eye, WISP Politics, and our sponsor, Transportation Development Association. Rewind Milwaukee.
I'm Steve Walders.
And I'm J.R. Ross.
And this is Rewind Milwaukee, a look at some of the events in the Capitol that affected our largest city. J.R., Sheriff Clark tells the radio, Vicki McKenna on WISN, yeah, that he's going to have a new job, Homeland Security Assistant Secretary, in June. But Homeland Security, we think he's going away, right?
Homeland Security says that is a secretarial appointment, and there's been no announcement yet. So, but Sheriff Clark is saying he's going there. News broke about a month ago, or end of last month, I should say, that he's up for this job as an assistant secretary, basically as a liaison between the Department of Homeland Security and local law enforcement agencies. So he says he's on his way. He can take off in June and be out there.
Well, and he started in 1978 with the Milwaukee Police Department, mm-hmm, Rose, and then he became very, very controversial. But how do you see it playing out in terms of the factors that Governor Walker's going to have to consider when he names a replacement who will have to seek re-election in November of 2018?
Well, let's be honest. Sheriff Clark has been a Democrat, kind of name only, for a while. He is an unabashed conservative. That's really what attracted him to President Trump. He was a surrogate for him for the last year or so. Really out there, kind of one of the faces of the Trump campaign. But in Milwaukee County, other than Scott Walker when he's county executive, you usually don't win as a Republican. You need to have a D behind your name. So for Walker, he's got this kind of terrain to navigate. If he wants to find somebody to run again or run to retain the seat, how do you find somebody who satisfies your conservative base, who's, you know, sufficiently tough on crime or whatever standard you want to use, but can also win re-election? That's tough to find. I mean, Sheriff Clark, he ran as a Democrat because he had to.
Yeah.
It wasn't really, he was very critical of the party for a long time. Two, for Walker, his appointees have not had a good record in Milwaukee, judicial appointees. They've had, well, a mixed one at least. There's some baggage to being a Scott Walker appointee sometimes. So you find somebody who says, I'm just going to hold the job until through the next election, to January, whatever, 2019, fill it out, and then I'll go back to my other gig or whatever. Do you find a placeholder? So that's going to be kind of an interesting challenge
for
Walker.
And because it doesn't require Senate confirmation, he will not be asked about the mm-hmm, inquest into the jail, which recommended charges against some jail employees who work for David Clark. Okay, also this week, just yesterday, Governor Walker in February recommended $26 million from mm-hmm, the VW settlement for Milwaukee County buses. That was important, Chris Abley said. But yesterday, the Joint Finance said, let's broaden the pool of communities that could get the bus system subsidies.
Yeah, Governor Walker wanted $26 million just for Milwaukee County with a reduction in their shared revenue payment, I think over 10 years, something like that,
yeah,
to kind of pay back some of the money. And then the $16 million to go to placing vehicles in the state fleet. What the Finance Committee did was say, okay, no, we're just going to do $32 million for a statewide pool, although Milwaukee and Madison would be the two, you know, biggest players in that or applicants for that money. So $32 million for a statewide pool, $10 million for the state vehicle fleet. So you got to compete for it.
Yep.
It's not set aside for Milwaukee, but you're going to guess Milwaukee applies for it, they'll get a good shot to get the money from the
top. Well,
I
checked
pool
with Fiscal Bureau this morning. They said that the motion from Joint Finance, $32 million and communities must apply for it, so Milwaukee could get more or less than that. The Joint Finance yesterday, I didn't see this coming. Marquette has 80 acres mm-hmm, that it's tax exempt. And then the Republicans said, let's broaden that to 150. You and I heard Lena Taylor, the only member of Joint Finance from Milwaukee, saying this is taking private property off the tax rolls. She made a very impassioned plea.
Yeah.
But
it's less money from Marquette to offset the property tax burden. That means that homeowners and businesses will pick it up. There also was an argument from some members of finance, like, look at UW-Madison Madison, for example.
I think Nagrin said there's 1,000 acres, yeah, off the tax rolls.
And the other argument was Marquette's doing good things. We should be kind of helping them with their mission. So there's a debate about that in the
committee. But Lena said you're going to make us into Gary, Indiana, Detroit, Michigan. Lena was very active yesterday in terms of she asked for $50,000 for an emergency fix to the roof of the Black Historical Museum in Milwaukee, saying the water is ruining potentially the artifacts. Now, that Joint Finance said this plea kind of comes out of nowhere. It's tough to vote against the Black Museum, but they did it. Why?
Their complaint was, and I say their Republicans in the Finance Committee, was that this kind of came out of nowhere. John Niagara in particular, kind of said, look, you didn't really call us and work us to kind of give us a heads up and work with us. Here's an issue. On the Finance Committee, when you have both houses controlled by one party, it's a 12-4 split. If you're in the minority, you want something done, you have to reach out to the people in the majority and get some allies to get something done. She said she called them. They're like, not really. But we've seen this kind of theme develop with the Finance Committee between the minority members and the majority saying, we're not working. You guys aren't working with us on things, and that's right. Kind of a problem. That makes it harder to get something like this done.
And the final thing I want to mention on Rewind Milwaukee is we still don't know whether this legislature and governor are going to kill Milwaukee County's wheel tax, which they're counting on $16 million,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
I'm Steve Walters.
And I'm J.R. Ross.
That's Rewind Milwaukee.
Brought to you by Wisconsin Eye, WISP Politics, and our sponsor, Transportation Development Association. Rewind Milwaukee.